Hello.
Hello, I'm through to Diane Donald.
Yep.
Hi, Diane, it's James calling from MMA Legal. How are you doing?
Hi there. Hi.
Okay, but good to hear. It's just I need to ask you three questions before I can continue on
Yep.
the phone call just for data protection. Can you just confirm for me your date of birth, please?
16/12/83.
Your postal address?
Golf 81 Mum Bravo Papa.
Fantastic. And could you either confirm for me your email address or your telephone number?
DianeDonald83@gmail.com.
Fantastic. Past data protection now. I was just giving you a call just to follow up from your email, what you've sent us.
Yep.
Are you aware of who called you at all?
I'm sure she said historical claims for redress.
Historical claims from redress. Okay. Redress. I've been advised by my manager just to let you know that is not us. Redress. I don't know as to why Redress Scotland has got in touch with you. Have a look here for historical claims.
I was saying on the phone, I've recently spoke with someone about a month ago regarding like local councils or whatever in my mother and father's names, and she's like, nope. She's
Yeah, so
like,
that
we've
was
not
the
requested that information. I'm going, well, I don't know how I'm speaking to now.
This is James from MMA Legal. So
Yep.
I called you previously 2 weeks ago and
Yep.
called for the gather that information off you, sorry.
Yep.
We have gone through and we've sent a subject access request to your GP and they provided us with them records. We're just currently waiting on West Dunbarshire Council and also Glasgow City Council, and then we'll be in
Yep.
position to get you through for a witness statement. The managers told me to stress that because obviously you've signed a CFA with ourselves,
Yep.
is advised not to sign anything from in relation to a Scottish redress application from anyone else, just because you signed on through with us. But what we'll do is that we'll be able to chase the councils today, but the deadline for Glasgow City Council is the 25th of July, and then the deadline for West Dunbartonshire Council is the 29th of August. So they've asked for an extension request, which usually means that they've got a lot of records specifically within your name.
Yep.
So we'll hopefully be getting something back from them in due course, and then the same with Glasgow Council. They've acknowledged our request, and essentially we're just waiting on them to action through. The only issue with Glasgow is at the moment, as you can possibly be imagine, there's been a high volume of subject access requests sent to the council, so they are struggling at the moment to get through them all, but rest assured that it is being dealt with. And then as soon as we're in a position to speak with you in regards to the witness statement, we'll give you a call, we'll book you in on whatever day and time is best available to you, just to make you aware we won't be coming out to come and see you. Like, it will be done over the phone. And when we have this phone call, you'll be in control of the phone call essentially. So, say if you need any, like a spare few minutes just to grab a drink or just to like collect yourself, you're very free to do that. There's no rush when it comes to the witness statement and providing, obviously, your first-hand experience. But up until then, we're still just going to work on trying to collect your records because we don't want you to get ahead of yourself and start thinking about the past. And we just want to try and get that for when it's just the witness statement, just to make it as comfortable for you as possible. Once we then end up providing your witness statement with the supporting evidence to the Scottish Redress Panel, we're estimating a response between 6 to 8 weeks from submitting your application, and then you'll be able to get the compensation what you deserved and you're awarded, and then also you'll get your formal letter of apology recognising that the Scottish Government failed to they were negligent essentially when it came to handling your care. Is that okay?
No, that's fine. So this person that's coming out is nothing organised through you then?
No, that's not been organised for us. No, like our procedure when it comes to doing these witness statements is essentially we don't come out to come and see you, just because obviously we're in Liverpool anyway, so it would be a long journey, obviously, to come all the way up to Scotland. But not only that, it could be a bit more distressing for the clients themselves to actually meet with someone to discuss it. Obviously, it's a bit more anonymous when you're on the phone, essentially. So we just found that it's a lot easier for clients to be able to deal with the witness statement when it comes through that way. And as I said before, we call you first to organise a day what's best available for you, because we don't obviously want you running around and rushing to get the witness statement done. We want it to be as stress-free as possible and
that's fine.
Able to go through. Okay, have you got any other further questions while you're on the phone with us?
No, that's fine. It's just so obviously when somebody's coming out, it's not actually through you, it's someone else trying something.
Yeah. As I said before, my manager is stressed to obviously not sign anything just because of the fact like you've signed on with ourselves, and we don't want any kind of like miscommunications between ourselves and obviously redress.
Yep. No, that's fine.
All right, fantastic. No worries. We'll get in contact with you when, as I said, when we're ready for a position to book you in. If you do need anything from us, feel free to give us a call on the number. Would you like, have you got our number at hand, or would you like me to?
I called into the main kind of number and she sent a message over, but that's why I just emailed in.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. No worries. If you do need anything, just give us a call on the number that ends in 0550. It's not on the bottom of the email. If you've not got it, I'll just send you it right now.
Yeah, if you send me in an email.
I've literally just sent it to you now. It's literally just the number.
So yeah, that's fine. That's great.
Give us a call on that number, okay, Diane?
Yep, no worries. Thank you.
No problem. You're very welcome. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Thanks. Yes, bye.
Bye.